Yo,
the guy 720 is here. We're going to let two jams play. These songs is off the Onyx tablet that's coming up. Yo, I'm gonna tell you niggas right now. The Onyx tablet, the album that's finna drop. Yo, I got phenomenal shit that's finna happen. And I'm gonna tell you right now, the Onyx tablet is an album, 9 songs. It might go platinum. It's that hardcore. I mean, my marketing is whack, but the album is the shit. Yo, we gonna play the first 2 jams in order. Okay, we gonna play the first 2 jams in order to let you niggas get a little taste of the skedaddle. You dig what I'm saying? So here we go.
I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, you get the Holy Ghost quiver. And God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, you get the Holy Ghost quiver. And God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. Shout out to Fluky Stokes, shout out to Capone. Chi-town, my home, the blood that flow through my bones. Thugged in every time zone, that's from coast to coast. See my niggas get locked up, cops give up the ghost. We don't brag in the boast, about the mag and the coke. Wanna be an asshole, we put the tag on your toe. Ride for mine that die, wave that flag at half pole. Use a minor ass nigga, in the cave with the coal. I'm on this west coast, collecting nuggets of gold. Stay strapped for the insurgents, watch the drama unfold. On this underground railroad, my nose flared for my foes. I master my environment wherever I go. Cross my T's, dot my I's, and I stay on my toes. I will forever ride until my casket is closed. From LA to NY, gangsters to the wise guys. Fuck a bite out the apple, nigga want the whole pie. I am the private eye, the pirate with no eye. Use a Brutus to Popeye. I got to say that shit 3 times for you niggas that slow. Your ignorance is disrespectful, I let them all know. Once the barrel gets shown, fuck around with barrels thrown. We watch them hang high till they turn to dry bones. Never crying alone. Yeah, my team breeds greed until we all succeed. We some hungry ass niggas, don't fuck with a striptease. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, shit gets the Holy Ghost quiver. In God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. I's a USA nigga with a throwaway trigger. Them guns I bust, shit gets the Holy Ghost quiver. In God I trust, it's his cash on deliver. Revenge is coming back once I get a little bigger. I be on my Jewish gangster. That means we meet through the bitch and discuss over paper. In the league of the majors, you don't brag about the capers. Niggas knee deep in the dirt and keep the mud up off our gators as I slither with snakes. Cause you cannot keep it real when you dealing with fakes. And you always wonder why there's no expression on my face. But I smile when the lawyers say they dropping the case. It's been a while, keep my assets up in the proper place. Put away for rainy days, rising grind for sun rays. Work as hard as I play, keep a back image far away as long as I can. Best believe that little pussy kryptonite to a man. Key secret is discipline, and that's why I stand. And I always got to fly for whatever demand. It's in my DNA strand. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas used to run up in the bank, take everybody hostage, fuck a gun, hit her with a bit of pop a white collar. Niggas wanna be police with Crown Vixen and Pollen. Nigga, catch me if you can, I'ma get the bread, man. Close deals and shake hands, I steal in cold land. You had planned to fail, once you had failed to plan. I manage all my bills and my millions expand, just fulfilling my dreams, even though seldom it seems. God will drop down from the clouds, sprinkle some things. Big ass fancy car, diamond chain and some rings. Unlimited account, it's so fitting for a king. But nobody foresees all the pain that it brings. Had to throw away my wife, can't see my babies. But you can't make me broke and take me for a joke. So look, swallow and choke at this book that spoke. I'll make a dollar off your ass before I let you go smoke. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Guys, open up your eyes and realize there's no more crime. Out of sight and out of mind, they're giving alphabet time. Till the heaven I find is designed in dollar signs. The only stars in the sky. On this lonely road, you ain't gone as far as I. Nigga, key to your own, the Joker card is disguised. Gotta make the song cry, there's no tears in these eyes. People hide years with fear when you hear they lie. So keep an open ear with a filter that's wise. Nigga, don't say shit, keep your feelings inside. Two of the seven deadly sins is sloth and pride. But what about jealousy, ostracized like maladies, organized with OGs, well connected overseas. I live what I speak, what the fuck you telling me? I will hustle till I die, nigga, that
niggas
is guaranteed.
Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Niggas ain't a rip, is it? A rip, is it? Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Yeah.
Yo. Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got
you. Yeah, I have my phone on mute. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, so what's good with you?
What's happening, bro?
With this Mitchell?
Yeah.
Oh, what's good with you, nigga?
What's up, bro? Just been reading, bro.
What you been reading on?
Your book, bro.
Which one?
Kicked Out of Heaven.
That felt good to say which one.
Yeah.
Yo, so Kicked Out of Heaven, how far have you gotten in?
I just got to part three today.
Part three?
Yep.
Lord have mercy. He is doing the due diligence over here. Did you? And you read the Black Man's Bible too, huh?
No, I didn't read the Black Man's Bible.
Oh, okay, good. So I'm still ahead. I gotta make y'all niggas catch up. Oh, I need y'all niggas. I need y'all niggas to be two books behind at all times, nigga. But so you got the part three. So part three is that's the peasants, the knights, and the kings and the lords, right? The peasants,
yep.
Knights, lords, kings, right?
And the nobles.
And the nobles, right? The nobles. Oh shit! Don't hold on, nigga. Don't fuck me up. Yo. So tell me what you think. Tell the people, man. What do you think so far, man?
Man, it's crazy, man. This book is so sophisticated, bro. You put so much detail in it. Like, man. One of the things, though, that, like, threw me for a loop was when I was reading about the damn Molly houses, man. That shit kind of fucked me up.
Why? Why did it fuck you up?
Because, like, I know a lot of people that, like, do Molly and, you know. And then, like, you know how, like, the Molly was another word for, like, homosexual and all that. That shit kind of messed me up.
Right, and the Negro of today knows nothing. That's right. Yo, seriously, yo, you see what just happened right there? That's metaphysics. That's how this game is controlled. People got to understand that when we talk about magic, when we talk about alchemy, when we talk about Egypt, when we talk about it, it don't matter what you want to talk about. When we talk about your personal life, everything is controlled by metaphysics. Period. There is no gateway. You have to understand that metaphysics is the gateway to magic, bruh. That's what a lot of niggas don't understand. And that's what we're seeing right here with Molly.
Yeah.
You see, what metaphysics is? Metaphysics is relied upon history. Metaphysics is relied upon history, and it's relied upon coincidence. That's it. Those are the only two. But if you do not know history, then guess what? You fall right into victimization of the magic that has been casted. Period. If you witness it, if you see it, if you're in the arena, then you are a victim. And that's what we see right here with the Molly situation. We have a word, and that's it. And that's it. And see, this is where the game really gets, because when you spell a word, you have to cast the spell. So you spell the word. You say the word. The pronunciation of the word, which is related to the octaves, which is the frequency of your voice, which is encoded inside the word, encodes the experiences that happen within inside the word. And guess what? We are speaking English language, and you are not an English man, and I am not an English man. Therefore, we do not know the cultural significance to the word, which is related to the frequency that is enunciated when the word is spoken. So what do we have underneath the word Molly? We have homosexual homes. We have homosexual brothels. Now, hold on. Did you read the whole section on that Molly House section?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to go ahead and tell some of the people what else that you read that was significant, that was so hardcore about that Molly House situation that it stamped in your brain. Go ahead. Say something. I'm going to go ahead and drag in. If you got to pull it up on your computer screen real quick, go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying? If you need to do that. But I want you to go ahead and say what you saw that affected you.
Okay. So I'm reading about the Mali. And before I even get to your part, you know, the 720 part where, you know, you get
right.
your statement on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, this definitely has some type of correlation to the shit that people are doing today. Because, I mean, you hear that shit all through the music. Everybody's on the Molly. Everybody's booted up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, damn, man. You know, bitches do this shit and they end up, you know, messing with each other. Niggas do this shit and be acting suspect on it. Like, man, I was just with one of my niggas the other day and he was on that shit and was acting really suspect, bro. That shit was crazy.
Did you read the part about where it says about they were doing the birthing ritual? They would do a ritual like females giving birth?
That was in the Molly section?
Yeah. There was a say, I know I put that up in there. And they did a ritual inside the Molly houses where it was like similar to a female giving birth. You know, and they would do the whole thing where they was in between contractions and got the legs spread and they giving birth.
Damn.
Hold on, I got it on my screen. Hold on, I'll go to it right now. Let me see here. It's going to be a little minute. Let me see here. I got to go to it. The book is so large, I got to do the search for it. Let me see here.
Yeah.
The Molly Houses. Let me see. So what else did you see up in there, though?
The torture, man. That torture was really something. Is that the longest passage in the book, the torture part?
The torture is kind of funny you asked that. The torture is about 100 pages, bro, about 100, 120 pages. Because I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you for... See, it's kind of funny. Like I was explaining to my sister the other day, I was talking to her. The volume one, the information that's in volume one is not the same information that you're about to get in volume two. Volume one and volume two are actually like two different worlds. Okay? But there's the same shit. That's so crazy. Like, volume one, I started you out with the weather. Volume two, I'm gonna start you out with the insanity, the mania, and the plagues. You see? And then we gotta go into the church, and the church is part two. And just like in volume one, you have the torture section is part two, right after the environment. You see, and that's the same thing with volume two, is that the church, the Spanish Inquisition and all of that is part two, and that shows all the torture. You have to understand that there was two different forms of court. You had the secular court, which is what's explained in the volume one, okay, which has no religious implication, and then you have volume two, which is totality religious implication, but the relation is the occultic practices that happen in between each court and each torture chamber. Because as I have new data, as I'm buying new information for volume two right now, I have data that states the executioners of the secular court used to chill in the courts of the ecclesiastical, which is the religious court, the Catholic court, okay? And the Catholic the Catholic executioners used to go chill in the secular court as well, and they used to transfer information. And they would trade information. And then not only that, in Volume 3, I will show you how different families of executioners used to travel throughout Europe, and they used to go to each other's torture chambers, and they used to study on how they used to, you know, hack the bodies and do all their ritualistic shit. You gotta understand, man, that there was deep ritual, there was deep occultic zones with this shit. Like, okay, for instance, in the Ecclesiastical Courts, Volume 2, we'll be explaining how the church during the Spanish Inquisition, the Popish Inquisition, the Romish Inquisition, you have to understand that there were several Inquisitions. It wasn't only the Spanish. The Spanish gets overexploited because we want to cover up all the other different forms of Inquisitions. But we have to understand that the majority of the Popish rule that was being done was, you know, a lot of different Inquisitions in a lot of different areas. Now, why were these Inquisitions being done? They were done with an aim towards women. The women that were being claimed as witches and being taken in for witchcraft, and that's not to exclude the men, because there's the same amount of men that were inside the Inquisition, the burnings and the tortures and all of that, and being claimed as witches and warlocks. The men were the same amount as the females, okay? But in today's historical intelligence, we say that it's only the women that are being burned up, okay? Now, when we go into the details of what was being written during the time period, you'll see that it's only the ugly women, fat women, and old women that were being burnt the hell up. Now, that's what they claim. Now, if you ask me, I'm not going to only say that it was the fat, the ugly, and the, you know, the old women that were being burned up. But these women probably was half alien. They had something else going on. It was some other shit going on. Okay? And they had to clean up the DNA. So we got to burn a bunch of you bitches. And they burned them women for 400, 500 fucking years. Okay? That's what you got to understand. Okay? They burnt them women up. Now, when I show you drawings of the time period, which will be shown in Volume 3, you will see, and then you will also see through the mentality that's expressed in Volume 1, you'll see the heavy prostitution, which in Volume 2, I got to go over the prostitution again, because I got to go over it in a religious format. You got the Jewish prostitutes, you got the Christian prostitutes, you got the Muslim prostitutes. And it was different religious prostitutes, and you could not have sex. Certain groups couldn't have sex with certain religious prostitutes. They'd get your ass lynched up, get your ass quartered in the market. You know, if a Christian man wouldn't have sex with a Jewish prostitute, you're dead. Both of you motherfuckers are dead. We're going to behead you motherfuckers right now. You know, that's just what it was. Okay? So, it was it was two worlds going on at once, but they were both connected by the occultism that they designed. And that's why I explain the weather section in the Volume 1 and through the Volume 2. I explain the insanity, the mania, and the plagues, which is the first chapter, which is the first part. You see what I'm saying? Because I wholeheartedly believe that the insanity that stems from both of events, and you got to understand, all of these things are going on at the same time. The insanity and the mania and the plagues are going on at the same time as the fucking weather. Okay. But I had to split the worlds because that's the way they have it designed when you go into the prior scholars that were before me. That's the best way to put it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's highly divided up. Okay. And that's the way, you know, it you have to, I'm going to be honest, bro. What I'm doing with this Kicked Out of Heaven has never been done before. Straight up. I'm just going to lay it out there like that. It's never been done before. And the reason why I know it's never been done before is because Western scholasticism does not design their education in said format that I am presenting the material. You see, you will not go out there to your Barnes and Nobles and find a book that is explaining the weather conditions and how that affected the people to allow them to do what we saw in part two was the torture section, which is 100-something pages. And that's why it's so thick. It's because I got to put in what I'm explaining in weather two is the indirect of the beginning of part one. Okay? And why I say indirect is because I'm showing you that the weather that they experienced in part one in volume one is what allowed them to be comforted for the torture. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to be comfortable with death. Okay? If we talk about the plague of 1347, we talk about the Black Plague. We talk about the Black Death. Okay? What we see is 800 people dying a day in France. 10,000 people dying a week in Italy. What the fuck are you talking about? That's a lot of bodies, homie. At a time period, there's no trucks, there's no engines, we have no cars, okay? There's bodies everywhere. They got comforted with the sight of death. We have to understand that this plague occurred sporadically in different areas for a consistent 400, 500 years. Okay? We are normalized with death now. Okay. So for us to be normalized with death, we are familiar with the smell. We are familiar with the cannibalism, okay, for survival. We are familiar with the sights of decomposition in all different forms. Okay. It has reversed the psyche to a high level of depravity, and at the same time, yearn for survival. Deprivation and a yearn for survival can equal into love. And what do we see is, when we see this love, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the capability is to sleep next to the carcass. Can you, your mother died, you're 8 years old, your mother died, okay, and she's rotting, and that's all you have, and that's all you know, is your mother, and she's rotting, the carcass that's in the bed, okay? So you sleep next to it. This is deep within the DNA structure of the Caucasian. They can do these type of activities, and we can't, and we don't understand it, because we've never experienced said event. We did experience, there was an event that happened in the early 1900s, there was a major plague that happened. It took out millions of people on the planet. And then, you got other events, you know. As a matter of fact, supposedly they said the bubonic plague that I'm talking about in 1347 supposedly spread all over, where the Saracens were at, the Turks and the Chinese and northern Africa as well. But the scholars state that it did not have the same speed that the Caucasians felt. And one of the so-called theories that the plague started was that the Muslims were launching carcasses over the wall in Genoese, Italy. Okay, during a war. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's part of the reason they, not saying anything now. That's part of the reason why, these Europeans don't like the Muslims now, man. It could be part of the reason. They look at us as the origin for the Black Death, and if we are the origin of the Black Death, we are the origin of why you see all those scary-ass images in their heavy metal shit. Damn. You know, that's just the ammo. You know what I'm saying? That's the position we're in right now, man. You know, a lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people are exciting. A lot of, you know, a lot of energy with marching around with the black on and all that other shit. There's only business out here right now, you know, and it is extremely, I'm telling you right now, for those who are hardcore fans of mine, they've known over the years, you might as well just get used to it. Whenever I say something, it's happening in society. So if I'm doing a 3-volume series on the Dark Ages, you best be prepared, my nigga. Shit, you know. I told cats all the Greek shit was gonna be happening, all the bestiality. The nuclear spill, which is going down in New York right now. You know, the Toxic Avengers, the zombies, the whole game. It's all here. Everything I've said is here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I'm telling you right now, bro, this Dark Age shit ain't nothing to be fucked with. They done dumped it on your ass with Harry Potter. They done dumped it on your ass with Lord of the Rings. And dumped it on your ass with all these movies, these witch hunting movies is coming out every 5 fucking seconds. I'm telling you. Bro, and then I told niggas about the Al Gold and the Medusa, okay? I broke that down. We're underneath that star constellation right now. So that would be immediately related on how the witch is back evolving. And a lot of people don't know what the witch is. You think the witch is something cute dancing in the fucking woods, I'm going to tell you right now. The witch in the Dark Ages of old Europe boils the baby fat. Okay, they drink the baby blood. They goddamn, they burn the baby ashes and they put the ashes in the fucking bread and they take the bread and they dip it in the baby blood and they eat the shit and the shit makes them invisible, my nigga. And that's why you niggas don't see the fucking white man do no goddamn crime right now. Because they ancestors, my nigga, was doing rituals to make themselves fucking invisible. Okay? That's what you niggas don't get. And the rituals to make yourself invisible involve eating the baby flesh and dancing around in baby blood and putting the baby blood and the baby fat on the broomstick and flying in the fucking air and kissing the fucking cat's ass and licking on the toad's ass or licking on a black man's ass too, you know. And I got paintings for all of this shit. I got proof in 3, 4, 5 ways to show you that this is what these niggas are doing for hundreds of years before they even got to know African slavery, my nigga.
Wow. Damn, bro. That's real live history, bro. Niggas don't even want to know this type of shit, though.
Yeah, bro, because the nigga can't conquer it. That's why the nigga don't even got the analytical skills in the brain to design the plan on how to conquer said scenario. It's too complex. I'm telling you that the ritual of licking ass is the highest level of worshiping the devil. And they was doing that shit in the 1100s, nigga. In the 700s, they was doing that shit. Okay.
I actually seen this movie, bro. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. And it was, the time span was between the 1700s and 1800s, right? And I know how last week you was telling me how they had those giant walls and shit to keep certain things out. Well, in this movie, bro, they show the exact shit you was talking about, bro. Like, they had these giant walls to keep hordes of the undead from coming in and shit.
Yeah, that's the same shit they doing on the Game of Thrones. Bro, let me tell you something. On the Game of Thrones, they be talking about in the realm, brother. Are you taking care of the realm? Dog, in the ancient documents I got in the 1200s, they used the same terminology, talking about the realm. Talking about the undead finna come get a nigga ass. I'm finna show you the graveyards of the undead in the volume 2. And they're going to be even more descriptive in the volume 3. I only have like maybe one or two pictures in volume 2, but I have way more pictures in volume 3. I got so many pictures, man. So much goddamn shit, man. You niggas would be like, it'll make all black historians have to rewrite all of their books, bro. Because we have a higher possibility now. We have a possibility that monsters are on your fucking planet. Period. Nigga, if dinosaurs was here, what's a dinosaur? Dinosaur 20 foot tall motherfucker. The motherfucking front fang is about as big as you, my nigga. You understand? you understand what I'm talking about? See, niggas don't get to the reality. It's very hard for the titanium cranium of the Negro to understand reality and falsehood. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to talk about the reality, dog. When we talk about a 10-foot-long whale, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas don't really fathom, bro. Niggas be in New York, Chicago, L.A. Do niggas go to the museums, B? Do you see the white man will restructure the fucking dinosaur and have that shit hanging in the air? It's just fucking gargantuan. What the fuck are you talking about? The Jurassic Park on a nigga's ass, bro. Okay? This, due to the fact that dinosaurs have been here, monsters can be here. Vampires can be here, and werewolves can be here. Because the dinosaur is the fucking extreme. I do believe so. I do believe dinosaurs are pretty goddamn extreme. Okay? Big-ass turtles, 20-foot-long turtles with spikes coming out their back, the crocodiles, and the big-ass water monsters they used to have in the dinosaur days. Have you lost your goddamn mind?
Yeah, that's true, bro. That's definitely true.
The monsters are. You see what I'm saying? You see how long I had to explain that? You see what I'm saying? For some people to get it pierced in their fucking head, goddamn, that's a reality. You're so congested with the tree gnome and the Sonic Hedgehog. And the little Mario and the little Luigi, you think everything is fucking smaller than you and cute. You got the little fucking mini-me on your fucking arm. You think everything is fucking small and degenerate and weak and cute. You don't fathom that there's big motherfuckers out here bite your ass off the toilet. Remember the first Jurassic Park? He bit that nigga off the toilet.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Bite your ass. That's right, bitch nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, dog. Okay, let's get to the reality. You know, let's get to the reality. Okay? That's just the truth, man. We gotta understand that monsters are capable here. And I do believe that's part of the reason. Because I'm going to tell you, bro, when I started with the torture section, because the torture section was supposed to be the book alone. Okay? I didn't. The stars said, nigga, talk about everything in civilization. So I said, okay. So when I start going into civilization, I keep on getting follows and follows and follows. And then I was running into cases about, you know, they're taking lawyers, got lawyers in court for animals and shit. And then I'm running into cases about the werewolf and shit that attacked people. And so I said, what the fuck is this shit? So I go research, okay, And then I'm running into all types of shit about this undead and all these cases. We got to understand, these are court documents, bro. These are court documents. And some of these documents state that when they went to go, you know, to confirm a case of the undead, or if they went to go confirm a case of a werewolf, that they would bring the district attorney out, they'd bring the lawyer, they'd bring the court out. And that's what's so crazy, bro. Look at it, all the positions I'm naming. The positions that I'm naming, they've had going on since the 1300s, my nigga. And these niggas up here with this African slavery shit, they be thinking the whole American system came off of African slavery. You've lost your fucking mind. Okay? The system of America. Let me tell you what the system is on this planet. America is nothing but the king's court. Okay? America is where the king sits and watches. Okay? Europe is the king and the king's men, the council. And that's what's going on. You see? You see, America is nothing but the king's court. This is where the minstrels entertain. This is where the king's fool, the court's fool, entertains. Okay? Is in America. And this is why we produce the Madonnas and the Biggie Smalls, the Tupacs. We produce the Sammy Sosas and all of that. In America. Because you are the entertainment. You are the king's court. That's
Damn.
It. Yeah, people don't know how this shit goes, bro.
That's a
like,
deep, bro.
Bro, people don't know what the fuck is really going on. And you will never know until you get kicked out of heaven. Okay? Because nobody's providing this information. I can,
yeah.
In Kicked Out of Heaven, you will find all the facts about the Game of Thrones TV show. You see?
Yeah.
Period. Yeah, everything. The ritualistic practices, when they hang a motherfucker upside down and they skin him, when they rip the heart out of your chest and they say who the fucking traitor is and all that other shit, you know, it's serious shit. And what's real serious, and you know, it's funny you asked me about the torture, because niggas was like, yo, I remember when I did the torture lecture before I even put out the book. Niggas was like, yo, what are you doing, B? Niggas was like, yo. Niggas was like, man, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Why are you going to do no fucking torture out here, bro? Remember niggas was saying that? Remember?
Yeah.
Niggas say, yo, like, nigga, it's like, yo, ain't nobody reading this shit, B. Niggas was scared of the white man's history. That's right. Your boy's balls. I'm finna go take on 1,000 years of the most violent race ever documented to be on this planet. And a nigga can't get no donations. You think what I'm saying? But besides that, we ain't going to talk about that. You see? When we talk about this torture shit, look at what's going on in Alabama. They said, nigga, we going to cut a nigga balls off about the child molestation. In Utah, if you do not die from the lethal injection, they're going to put you on the firing squad. And Alabama is, I think it's Mississippi, is considering the firing squad to be their form of execution now. It looks like we're going back, boys and girls. But nobody knows where we're going back to, because you're all fucking historically literate. You'd rather watch niggers run around on a fucking court with sweat and jerseys on, bouncing a fucking ball, is what you'd rather do. Instead of understand your environment to know what's going on for your history, I mean for your future, okay? And the only way you're going to know about your future is to understand what's the origin of your environment. And the origin of your environment lies in history. If you think the origin of your environment lies in slavery, you've lost your goddamn mind.
True.
Right, because you see, I understood that when we looked at slavery, that white people acting the way they were on black people was automatically backwards with how humans communicate with each other. So then I have to understand why you Caucasians move the way you do. Okay? You have to be in a deep level of insanity to whip another human being and to say to yourself that this human being is an animal when you're having human sex with it. That's what they did. They said during slavery that black people were animals, but they were having human sex with them. Okay? And they were producing human babies. But then you classify them as animals to whip them. So something is wrong with your mental construct. And I ask myself, if all the black scholars were so fucking wise, how come they didn't figure this shit out? This is simple. Something is wrong with your mental construct. So then how come I don't study you? Let me figure out what type of fucking environment you came from to see why you act so ass backwards. Because this activity during slavery is as backwards. You cannot commit this activity while being human unless you are completely desensitized to violence, which is what is explained in Volume 2, right? I mean, explained in Volume 1, Part 2, right? They're completely desensitized. There's situations where you got one group taking a, where one man grabs a man from another group, and what did he do? He took out all the guts from that man and put him in the guts. He took out all the guts from a dog and put him in the guts of the man.
Right, right.
You read that part?
Yep.
That was pretty. Did your gut curl when you read that part, bro?
Yeah.
No, tell me, for real. Did your gut curl in any part of the book?
Yeah. It was one of the parts was the torture section where they took the intestines and, like, put it on some type of pole and then turned the pole so then the intestines would, like, slowly come out and wrap around the pole. You know what I'm talking about?
The intestinal crank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sick. That was sick.
Yeah, and they show you that. That was in the movie The Cell with Jennifer Lopez. You see? And when they put it in movies like The Cell with Jennifer Lopez and you see that, guess what? Boom, boom. Now you're Dark Age. Didn't even know that happened right there, did you?
Nope.
You saw how quick that was?
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop. Now you're Dark Age. We show you a little leprechaun, show you a little tree gnome. And you go, boop, there he is, nigga. Old Europe, nigga. You don't even know you old Europe. So you got all this shit inside you, and you don't even know what it is. You don't even know how to respond to it. You don't know how to control it because you don't know what it is. And see, and that's the whole thing about what's going on right now. This whole planet is Dark Age, whether you know it, whether you like it or not. Either way it goes, the planet is so Dark Age, a nigga like me, I'm not fucking with no social element, but I just read 40, 60 books of this fucking shit. So then that means I'm I got it in me now. But I don't got it in me on the negative side. I got it in me on the intellectual positive side. I can control it, identify it. I know what it is. On the negative side, these motherfuckers, they don't know what it is. They're drinking the lead poisoning. They're fucked up with the food. They're fucked up with all the shit. And then when you go to the Walmart, it's Dark Age. You see it. Oh, my God, bro. There's no more beauty. Do you understand what I'm saying? You go outside in the world. You say, where is the beauty? You say, well, I'm telling you, I'm going to start leaving my house with the pageant slip on. I'm Mr. America. I'll be Mr. America. My bitch going to be Mrs. America. Every time we leave the house, because motherfuckers is ugly out here, dog. Yeah. Oh, niggas done lost it. Niggas is ugly as shit out here. The bitches, they don't get no fuck no more. They say, nigga, you gonna fuck it anyway. I don't give a fuck if it's hairy, stank. It don't matter. Your fucking, your drunk ass, your high ass, gonna stick your face in the cock anyway. Okay? That's what's going on in the world. You understand? Okay? Yeah. I'm not fucking around, man. It's the ugly motherfuckers out here. And it's dark age, man. They got the big Buber bump. They got the apple bump on the neck. I be seeing niggas with big bumps on their face. I'm like, Lord. You know, and one out of five bitches is pushing a retard in the motherfucking chair in the Walmart. And somebody, one out of seven people is in a scooter in the Walmart. Okay? They pressing on the button. They got them, they Mario go-karting in aisle nine. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is the world today. Don't act like you don't see it, nigga. Okay? The Peggy leggings. Everybody got on the Peggies, bro.
Yeah. Man, bro, motherfuckers don't know this shit, bro. Europe is really, like, they got this shit. Like, niggas don't know. They don't even see that. You know, America right now is, like, up for grabs, man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, the whole world is like this right now, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a way higher gas going on, bro. It's a way higher.
Damn.
You know, it's a way higher gas going on, bro. I'll tell you that. You know, it's going to be some shit for a little while. But, I mean, if niggas ain't going to get with it, man, everybody got their own plan, man. You know, so on, so be it, man. You know, whatever. I know the prophecy. It's just in my blood. So, I don't, you know, it's whatever, you know, on my side, you know. And, boy, do I got some beautiful shit coming for y'all niggas. There is some shit coming. That's all I got to say.
When's that real nigga etiquette coming, man?
Man, the real nigga etiquette is coming soon with the Onyx tablet. The real nigga etiquette is actually already done. I just got to clean it up a little bit in a couple areas. And this is going to be out here. And it's a lot of shit coming with me, bro. It ain't done yet, man. It's not over. I really would like it to be, but, you know, and they can be lazy, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm telling you, I got some shit up my sleeve. And if everything go right, y'all gonna be looking at a nasty picture here in a second. You know, and, there's a lot of other stuff coming too, man. I got the real nigga etiquette, the Onyx tablet, the volume 2 is going to be coming out hopefully July 4th. Volume 1 is going to be up hopefully in about a week or so. It'll be on the Amazon and the Barnes & Noble, like the Black Man's Bible. And the Black Man's Bible will be redone as well. Okay. You know, so when the Black Man's Bible gets redone, I will have the raunchy edition, and I will be the only one that has the last copies of the raunchy edition. And the new edition will be out and available. Okay.
Okay.
And that's how that's going to work. And, so, yeah. But, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. That's all I can say about it. Yo, so, hey, yo, anybody else got anything to ask me or say before I shut down the show tonight, man?
You can press 1 on your phone, and then I'll bring you on in. Let me see.
No, I guess don't nobody got nothing they want to say. Anything you got to say, man?
No, I'm good, bro.
Man, put your stuff out there for the music, bro. What you talking about?
Oh, bro, man. You really handling it, bro. Like, you last of a dying breed, bro. For real.
What you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, bro, there ain't too many niggas out here doing what you're doing, bro.
Man, don't nobody get no fuck, dog. You know, don't nobody get no fuck, bro.
Well, real nigga, you know, real recognize real, man. I give a fuck.
You know what really amazes me, bro? The shit that I'm, dog, this shit, these women are really, I got to admit, these women are really amazing me lately, bro. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But I'm talking about, bro, these bras support a nigga.
For real?
I don't know. Yeah, man, like, I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I don't know what it is, dog. That's all I can really say, man. Yo, I got 60 seconds left on the show. I'm going to play a song for my ladies. You know, I love them, whatever. Y'all know how I get down. So, y'all check out the Black Man's Bible. Y'all check that Kick Out of Heaven. It's all going to be back up. Kick Out of Heaven is going to be on Amazon, Barnes & Noble within 2 weeks. Black Man's Bible, there's going to be a new edition out here. You know, y'all can check the website, theblackmansbible.com. Check the website, kick.heaven.com. And I'm finna play a song here for the ladies and for the gents. This is off the Onyx tablet. Here we go.
Soccer City. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, wards, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pocket succeeds. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boys side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung like a shook one. Watch when the crotch crook comes.
come. Leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a teen. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.